joys, concerns, and praises this morning. I had a joy this morning. First thing I did is I tried to call him last week, but I didn't get an answer. Don found his keys, if you remember last week. Last week he lost his keys, he found them. They were in his pocket on a pair of shorts that he put in the dirty clothes.
Why? The ones that he was wearing?
No, I took them off. I told him I'd been known to do stuff like that. We thank God for that. Because I know how it really ruined your whole day when you lose the keys to your truck. I don't know if you ever done that, but it's sad. Anybody else? Sandra?
This week we found out that Dwayne Pickle, who was with the TPD, and he was in the military, he passed on Tuesday night. So they're going to have a service for him at the VFW, and he's going to be buried at the National Cemetery. So prayers for his family. And I got a new supervisor.
Good.
And we got a new supervisor for the monitors in North Florida. So we have two new people, and we have three more positions to fill. And so they're running around trying to get those positions filled.
That's great. I know that's a little off of your mind. Always, you know, got workplace stresses, makes the rest of your life not so good. So you get a little bit of stability in there. Anybody else? Tina?
I just have a work situation that I'd like prayer for.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers, Lord. Anybody else? Travis?
Yeah, I wanted to remember the EMS community. I know most of you guys about the next community. But Tina and I, our lives changed at that three-day journey, what we call it, as the walk to the mess. And I remember coming home because I went before her, and I had 2 weeks. I thought I only had 1 week. I had 2 weeks. Well, she was stirred up. Okay, she did not want to go, and I was overwhelmed with God's blessing. Life, and she left. I think she wanted to kill me before the 2 weeks was over. And I remember one day her being so frustrated that everything was going on. I mean, it was the first thing in the morning. I mean, she must have thought about it all night. She got up and she was so frustrated. And I remember holding her and praying a blessing over her. And praying for peace. This community is filled with a bunch of wonderful served on our walk and helped us through many years of that. Now, I don't think it's going away.
No, it's not going away.
Just join another community and all that, but there's a lot of people who will miss seeing on a regular basis. And I will pray for them. And plus, we have one of those ladies passed away recently and her cancer. And just taking on her celebration of life today. So I'm very happy.
The Walk to Emmaus was started by Bishop Joe, one of our Evangelical United Brethren bishops, which became a bishop in the United Methodist Church. And it's sponsored by the Upper Room. So if you enjoy reading the Upper Room devotionals, the Upper Room devotionals are written by lay people. Our daily bread is written by clergy and professional Christians, for lack of a better term. But the Upper Room is sponsoring it. It's just the chapter is. But there's many chapters all around the world. all around the world. And it's based on Luke 24. And when Jesus was walking with the disciples after the resurrection, and they didn't recognize him. But after they invited him in for supper and they broke bread, like communion, like we do, their eyes were open and they recognized him. And that's what happened on the three-day weekend. By the end of that weekend, your eyes were open in such a way that the Lord just become so real in your life, it's just hard to explain. But we'll keep them in prayer. Joanne didn't go on the Walk to Emmaus, but there's other 3-4 day weekends that we call it. And Trace Diaz, I think he went, and it's a Because when you're part of one, you're part of all of them. You got Trace DS, you got a prison one, you got a lot of different names, but it's all that 3-day weekend.
I did the prison one.
Yeah, you did, yeah. You were on the leadership team of that one. All right, anybody else this morning? Miss Judy?
Praise the Lord for rain. We finally have one.
Yeah, we got something.
Yeah, and remember my brother, my older brother, he's still serving.
Yeah, all right, hear our prayers, please.